everyone doing today? Good.
Anything different about how they do it here so far?
You know, they're both two winning organizations. You know, I'm having a good time. The difference is, you know, Pittsburgh is more of smash mouth. Not saying that Denver's not, but, you know, we got Peyton Manning, so they're throwing the football. So, you know, like I said, when they acquired me, you know, this is kind of like wide receivers heaven here. And, you know, I definitely, the biggest difference is the altitude being a mile high. You know, just working out, running all these routes, you know, definitely got to get my conditioning up. Yeah, definitely. You know, Ryan couldn't even come out here and play. Of course, you guys know. But, you know, I never really realized how big of a difference it is until I came out here. But, you know, switching up to the no huddle and going to a fast-paced offense is brilliant. You know, when teams come here, they're going to be tired. No matter, you can train for it all you want. But when you come, you're going to be tired. And we're going to be in tip-top shape. Well, we've definitely been able to continuously gain chemistry, and that's what it's about. So when we get out there on the field, it's just playing football. Peyton is a special guy, and I see why he's, you know, probably, if not the greatest, one of the greatest quarterbacks who ever played a game, and that's because he doesn't change. He's all about winning. He's all about the team atmosphere. I mean, today, I mean, this guy has been in the National Football League for so long, but he walks up to me and asks me to, you know, run extra routes after an OTA practice. And, you know, that's what it takes. You know, the little extra stuff that you do, that's what's going to determine a win or a loss or a completion or an incompletion on Sunday nights. Well, you know, from a receiver standpoint, you know, I've been blessed to, you know, play in the National Football League for 5 years. And not only that, I've been blessed to play with June Jones, which, you know, I played in a spread offense. So I've been running routes for a long time. So, you know, it's definitely the same. It's just the terminology is different.
I know it was a while back, but how was that trip down to Duke and how unique was that?
It was good. It was good. It was my first time actually meeting all the guys. I enjoyed it, you know, gaining chemistry with Peyton. You know, you can't miss out on those opportunities, especially before OTAs, because I had an opportunity to come in and not be the new guy, you know, kind of get a feel for the guys out there in Duke.
Did you get any new guy razzing or any jokes?
No. You know, my agent actually kind of warned me what they did to Decker last year. So I was kind of waiting on it, but they didn't get me. They didn't get me, thank God. But they tried to get Julius Thomas, but he wasn't playing it. And they did some kind of joke, but, you know, I'm not gonna I'm not gonna say that. But, you know, Peyton, you know, that's what it's about, though, and that's the reason why I tell, you know, people all the time, I'm happy to be here. You know, these guys, it's a loose environment, but they work hard. You know, they play, and a lot of people forget that this is just a game that we're playing, and you gotta enjoy it, and Peyton does that. Yeah, it's definitely different. And I knew that from the jump, because when I walked into the weight room, I said, what is this? You know, I've never seen a NFL weight room like that. It reminds me of college. It's a college, you know, workout program, which is good, because a lot of guys in National Football League, I feel like guys in college are working a lot harder in terms of from a facility standpoint and a team, you know, type standpoint in terms of working out. So definitely have a college-type regimen here.
When you switch from Peyton to Peyton from Ben Roethlisberger, a lot of Ben's talent was the ability to improvise outside the pocket. How will that transition be with Peyton? Because he's more about detail, timing, be at a spot. Will there be a transition there for you in that
regard? No, I tell you what, those two guys, you know, they want to make, you know, big comparisons, but Ben can throw it, Peyton can throw it. Both of those guys, I feel like, are future, you know, first ballot Hall of Famers. You know, the difference is, you know, Peyton throws the ball a lot more. He's in a passing system. Ben is more in a balanced attack.
Have you had any discussions? Do you have any expectations to participate as a returner, kick return, punt return?
I'm here to do whatever they ask me to do. You know, I've returned a couple punts. I love kickoff return, of course, but whatever they want me to do, I'm definitely open to it. you know, I like it. You know, whoever wants to come in and put their hands in the pot to help us win a championship, the more the merrier. You know, like I said, this is my fifth year. Things happen. You know, guys get hurt. And I've always said you're only as strong as your weakest link. And the more guys that we bring here that's about, you know, winning and the better they are physically and mentally, the better we are as a team. So, of course, you know.
When you remember your rookie year, and I'm sure you thought you were going to come in and tear up the league.
Yeah.
And then you find out very few rookie receivers do.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I mean, I didn't come in and tear up the league, but we did go to the Super Bowl now. You know. Nah, so you know, I'm hoping he does the same thing, but this time I hope we win it all, you know.
Yeah. Is it just hard for rookies to get off the press coverage, learning because it's so much more physical than line of scrimmage? Or?
Well, as a rookie, you're dealing with the playbook. You're dealing with every guy that's been drafted at their previous school. They're the man. Yeah. So of course they're coming into a new environment. Then not only that, you know, a lot of these guys, first round, second round, third round guys, didn't have the money that they had. You know, things change outside of football also from a family standpoint. So you're dealing with a lot of different things. You got to learn how to balance it. And that's why it's good to have, you know, guys to take these guys under the wings and start to show them the ropes. And I feel like that's when a rookie, you know, has the most success, when, you know, he has veterans around him that's helping him.
When you look at places going free agency, the way they creatively deploy guys, where it's spread out so much to different receivers, was that part of the draw here? Is because you think, well, they got a lot of established guys at Decker's Con, but the idea they can get the ball to three guys.
Yeah.
Four guys.
I mean,
can't get past two.
I mean, as a receiver, to say that you're going to the number one offense in the National Football League last year, why wouldn't you want to be a part of that? My whole deal is, you know, when I first came out in free agency, I wanted to go to a spread attack. You know, I didn't want to. You know, I like to block, but I'm not trying to block, you know, 75% of the time. You know, I'm 185 pounds. So, you know, I wanted to go to spread attack. So I looked at, you know, here. Definitely I told my agent that I wanted to be here, depending on what they did with Decker. And, you know, all the numbers lined up, and now I'm here, and I'm excited to be out here.
Anything else, guys? All right, thanks, man.
All right, thank you.